broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 1 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so using the supreme law of the land, including all the checks and balances that chain down bureaucrats. Yes, indeed, to use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, to restore the Republic. We can do it, people. But we need Americans to get engaged, to understand the rule of law, and to demand accountability using the checks and balances. We reject revolution unless it's a Jesus revolution. We actually stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the show. Let's talk about yesterday's show. I was hanging out with my dear friend James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. He's a well-known talk show host in his own right every Saturday night live or on demand during the week anytime you like, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check it out. Great talk radio. Nikki Haley suspends campaign. Yeah, crushing Super Tuesday losses. And I guess she's ending her 2024 presidential bid. But does outside groups spend over $80 million? Yeah, she lost those encounters by over double digits. $80 million down the drain on Nikki. Bitcoin defies expectations at an all-time high, hit 69,000 again. Meta hit by a widespread outage with virtually no explanation. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Messenger, all hit, believe it or not, on Super Tuesday. Is that interesting to you by any stretch, or is it just me? Charles Barkley out of control. Threats to punch black supporters. Yeah, forces CNN into damage control mode. It's out of control. Yeah, anyway, we talked about that. We also talked about Kristen Sinema resigning, or deciding she's not going to go for re-election, I should say. Now Ruben Gallegos is set for a battle one-on-one with Carrie Lake. We'll let the Arizonans decide, I guess. The people will decide, do you want, you know, out-of-control extremists, or do you want conservatives? Who do you want to represent you? AZ Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed a bill. The bill said, hey, cops could arrest illegals. Yeah, law enforcement could arrest migrants crossing the southern border, but it got shut down by Katie. She said it's not the right solution. Yeah, SB 1231, also known as the, quote, Arizona Border Invasion Act, would allow authorities to arrest these people if they, cross the border, but it got shut down. What do you think about that, folks? Anyway, Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell now endorsed Donald Trump. We talked about in detail second hour, is journalism still legal in America? TheBlaze.com asked that important, critical question. And Steve Baker says that he was criminally charged by FBI for using scary words. Yeah, I asked the question is this, has the Capitol Police become the goon squad for Congress? That's a serious question. We also talked about federal judge gives Christian employers a massive win over the Biden administration's abuse, really. On Monday, a federal judge in North Dakota basically helped us become one step closer to restoring the Republic when he shut down the Biden administration, said Christians don't have to pay for trans surgery. Yeah, Daniel M. Traynor is the judge's name. He's the U.S. District Judge for the District of North Dakota, sided with the employers, said it's out of control. You don't have to pay for these things that you fundamentally disagree with philosophically and fundamentally and everything else. No. Anyway, that's very, very interesting in my opinion. Could the Democrats decertify Trump victory in 2024? I think they could. They could use the same tactics that, you know, they claim Donald Trump tried to use. And Donald Trump, I believe, wanted to get to the bottom of election integrity issues. These people want to rig the election. We see this over and over and over and over. So I expect them to try to pull these kind of shenanigans. hopefully we, the people, have been hardened and are savvy enough now to reject that. Time will tell. All right, we talked about this issue. Charles RuPaul shares, quote, rainbow bus, giving away banned books and spreading LGBTQ plus literature throughout the South. Margaret Flagon, the Gateway pundit, with this piece, and it is just disaster. They literally got this promotion of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda bus. The organization announced on Instagram, we're just 1 week away from the start of our inaugural tour. We can't wait to go to all these, visit all these incredible cities and listen and celebrate queer magic with all of these amazing organizations and help spread gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender literature across the South. Wow. I'm just telling you right now, the gay bus is what you call it. I don't know. There you have it. We also highlighted this article. Yes, COVID did come from a lab. When will the mainstream press quit gaslighting us? Writes Stephen W. Mosher at pop.org. Yes, it came from a lab. And I submit to you, this is my personal opinion, to which I'm entitled. I think not only did it come from a lab, I think it was intentionally leaked. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal just recklessly reported that the COVID virus was manufactured in a lab. Even hinted that the lab might be, oh, listen to this, might have been, ready? The Wuhan Institute of Virology. So it's, you know what, directly funded by the United States. You know, the debate now is, where did COVID come from, writes the Wall Street Journal. New documents bolster the theory that it not only escaped from a laboratory, but, listen, was developed in one as well. Nicholas Wade, Wall Street Journal, now admitting that reality. They're a day late and a dollar short, but good on them for getting it right to some degree, huh? We also talked about skyrocketing, the number of attacks on churches and Christians skyrocket. It explodes, writes WND. I think that's really important. Anyway, I am grateful that we're getting more of the truth, at least, right? It's a start. Anyway. All right. I guess they say this. Odysseus spacecraft. They say it's alive and well. It landed on the moon. It fell over on its side. I just don't really understand it, folks. They say it was taken, this shot they have, while the spacecraft was descending to the surface of the moon. It's in shadows. They're trying to get more information from the thing. They think it might wake up again. They say one laser didn't fire a safety switch. We're still enabled. They can laugh about it now, they said at the news conference, but they can't really deal with this thing. Anyway, it sounds easy in retrospect, but it's a lot harder than you think to keep control of these crafts. Anyway, they go on and say they got to move a computer to get this thing installed. They got to do this. They got to do that. A Chinese spacecraft also tipped over while landing on the moon in January. So this is interesting. Let me get this right. These are unmanned spacecraft just there to take pictures, right? And we want to believe that the Chinese one tipped over, so, man, it couldn't get its data. Now, the United States one tipped over, and it couldn't get its data. Now, they say that the Chinese craft is still working even after its, quote, stumble. They say the spacecraft is not designed to survive the frigid temperatures of the two-week-long lunar stint. We'll just see if our electronics made it through, they say. Then they say Moonlander sends final photo before it stops working. I find this interesting. They say Odysseus systems could wake up in a few weeks. Do you believe it? I don't. I don't believe it. That's right. And let me tell you why. listen to me carefully. All right, they say it's down for a long nap. Good night. We hope to hear from you again, they tell the Kraft. These people are loony. They're loony as all get out. Now, let me explain this to you very clearly. I'm not buying it. We're going to come back and talk about this. Okay, we're also going to talk about the Federal Reserve. We're also going to talk about the State of the Union Address. And we're going to do it all in seconds on your radio. I am Sam Bushman. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Isn't this great? Just the two of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone, no TV. Finally, we have a chance to just talk. I mean, how long has it been? Well, first of all, we should talk about your schedule. There are a few things that could use some adjusting, but overall, I think it's going all right. Basically, I think we're doing a pretty good job of communicating, which is good. You're doing a really good job of letting me know how you feel about things. I want to keep the lines open, if you know what I mean.
Jerry? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just giving Emily a bottle.
Who are you talking to?
Emily.
She's only 3 weeks old, and she's asleep.
I know. I was just practicing.
Family, isn't it about time?
Isn't this great? Just the three of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, Brian Rust with me, RustQuantumGift.com. For the last 50 years, Rust family has been working to help people understand and embrace precious metals, ladies and gentlemen. We want to talk about the Honest Money Report in just a second, but I want to talk about this moon landing really quick with Brian Rust. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me, good, Sam.
Good, sir. Here's the story. They say Moonlander sends final photo before it stops working. And then it's Odysseus, I think is how you say it, Odysseus Systems, could wake up in a few weeks, they claim. And then they go on and explain how their craft, unmanned, landed on the moon, tipped over. They got a picture while it was descending. Now it's going to basically sit there. They're hoping it'll wake up in a couple of weeks. They don't know if it can, their electronics can handle the cold. It was virtually a failure for the most part. And they mentioned before that a Chinese craft landed on the moon in January, and it tipped over too. And then they go on and on and on. And I just think, you know what? We're talking 50-plus years later. They claim they landed on the moon with people. They literally got out, walked around, did all this stuff. 50-plus years later, we can't even land an unmanned craft without it tipping over and losing control of it? And they want you to believe that we went 50 years ago. Something just doesn't add up to me on that. And you say, well, maybe our craft just had a problem. Fine. But we've been promising we're going to go to the moon for the last 10 years, and they've been delaying it. Now we find out the Chinese craft tips over, too. It sounds like we're not being leveled with in the space game, Brian.
Yeah, that's probably interesting. Now with all the fake news and all the things that's going on today, perhaps, you know, they're they're showing some of these images more of a fake image and saying this is real image to perhaps, I don't know, just bunk the people earlier, you know, in 69 and so on that went to the moon. I met some of those people that actually had been on the moon. I have some books and autographs from them. I have a good friend that runs the telescopes on the mountain here at BYU and up at BYU. And I've been up there with him, and I've been to some of these shows and have artifacts from these individuals. I kind of believe they were honest in what they're saying. So I don't know. It's maybe today it's more fake and they create an image over there that they can do. Nowadays it seems like you can create anything you want. So
it's a very interesting dichotomy though. When 50 years later, we struggle, can't even go send unmanned crafts that before we sent a manned craft and everything else. Now they're saying, golly, we don't know if our communications can withstand the cold. I just look at that and I just go, man, it's just a very, very strange thing. The problem is I don't know what the truth is, Brian. I'm not making any claims that either way, whether we went to the moon or not or whatever else. I just find it very, very, very interesting that in the space race, especially now when they're talking about Russia and dealing with satellites and all this kind of stuff, that now we're going to basically say, man, we're struggling to land on the moon. We can't get it done. We're having all these problems. And it's just like, wow, but you did it perfect 50 plus years ago, didn't you? And it's like, okay, yeah. What's up with that, you know?
Yeah, I get your point. I think that, you know, we kind of stopped doing that. And so perhaps, you know, we didn't stay up with maybe technology and machinery and things to do that. I it took a long time to get to that point. You know, they were working on this and rockets weren't working yet and they were still working that process. And yet we kind of stopped. And I think once you stop and aren't continually testing these engines and, you know, where Thiokol was making these, and I don't know how much of it that we really push forward rapidly or continue to work on, but I think a lot of the process has stopped. So I think they had some stuff in play, but I think it takes a time to accomplish some of this stuff. And I know these companies are popping up and, oh, we can get this done, you know, right away and that, but I'm not so sure. There's always glitches. So if a Musk is going to do
50
it
50 billion later, they're still working on it, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's it. So, I don't know the answers to all that, but I do believe that, you know, Cernan and some of these people that have been that I met and that walked on the moon or went to the moon were honest in their thoughts, or at least they're who they were.
Yeah, we know Sting wants to be walking on the moon, and Bruno Mars wants to talk to the moon, and our buddy, what's his name, Ronnie, whatever, he says he wants to howl at the moon or bark at the moon. Isn't that what's the Black Sabbath guy? What's his name?
I know who you're talking about. I can't.
Anyway, bark at the moon. So everybody wants to deal with the moon in some way or another. I just want to double down on honest money, Brian. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't want to go to the moon. I just want honest money, and I want honesty in everything we do. And what's gold sitting at right now?
Gold's at $2,159.60.
Let's see, 159.
Yep. 0.6.
That's 60. All right, there you have that. It's up a bit, ladies and gentlemen. People are starting to buy gold left and right, right?
Yeah, jumped $100 from last week.
21.59.60. Silver?
24.48.
That's up quite a bit, right?
It is.
Man, if people would have bought silver like we said last week, that'd already be gaining, what, $2?
Yeah, I mean, it's up. Yeah, that's the thing. And, you know, it's a lot of people wait till the last minute. We try to keep people just getting in the game and little by little, and then you've got a nice little nest egg that you didn't even really notice the money gone. So
All right, Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, told lawmakers that rate cuts in 2024 were still likely, but that they got to deal with hot button banking issues first. He thinks the central bank will begin to lower borrowing costs in 2024, but first they got to make sure that they got inflation under control and they got to put banking regs in place, because, man, things are kind of going south in the banking world, and what you get is a bunch of unconstitutional, unregulated agencies making all kinds of banking rules, changing the game. This creates uncertainty in the markets, and it literally is a moral hazard, Brian.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have his job. I mean, they acknowledge the fact that the Fed made a bunch of mistakes, but the thing is they worsened inflation by continuing to expand their monetary. I mean, they just kept spending and they continue to spend. So I don't know how he can do his job, because it's out of control. It's reckless abandon, out of control.
Yeah, I find that very interesting, though, when you compare it to going to the moon. Which has more smoke and mirrors around it, going to the moon or the Fed?
Good point. There you go. I think there's a smoke and mirrors right there, yeah.
The question is, without all that funny money, would they be able to go to the moon, Brian?
Probably not. That's why they're probably making more. Well, they're trying to figure out more and more, maybe Bitcoin or other stuff to kind of help pay.
All I can tell is it's very, very interesting. I think with that funny money and stuff like that, it's common knowledge now, at least those who listen to talk radio, that the Federal Reserve is bogus and they create money out of thin air and everything else. But the majority of the people don't really realize that con game, that magic going on. You create a piece of paper that costs 2.5 cents to come out of your printer, and oh golly, it's worth $100 plus interest forever now.
Yeah.
Well, people need racket. To get caught up on this racket, don't they?
Yeah, and hopefully they're seeing the can see it in front of their face and making educational decisions on it. It's just we're told we need to use this, and this is the money system. But I find it interesting now that they're kind of wanting a little bit of the push is maybe we need to get rid of money. I go to restaurants or places, they don't even want to take my money anymore, and they don't want to use it, but they want me to use my credit card. And I think there's a curve there that's happening where the banks are more than happy to issue credit cards, so there's interest. So maybe there's a change of the game, but the Fed's still.
And if you want to get technical, it's interest on interest too. When you use your credit card and you get charged interest for your card, and then you're charged interest on the money that card represents and stuff like that, you're double dipping interest.
That's exactly right. So I think there's a shift, especially the younger generation. They don't carry cash, and you go to some of these places. I find it interesting. Some of the younger generation can't even give you change back on your cash. They can't even, they don't have the knowledge to, running the cash register per se, but they can't figure out, well, you gave me 20 and a quarter and they can't do it. So we've kind of, I don't know.
They've even got the new cash registers. You can hit a button and it'll tell you how much to give them back.
There you go. That's right.
All you got to do is hit the button and follow directions. Give them a dime.
Yeah, that's.
Give them a quarter. Give them a five and then two ones. Okay. And then
yeah.
You can just dutifully do that, and we're all good. But, man, seems like we've fallen far in many ways, ladies and gentlemen. I pray we lower interest rates soon, because I think it's necessary, and I'm afraid that they're going to wait too long and create a greater moral hazard, Brian.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's just the circus continues to go, and I think there's a lot of clutter in our lives, so people are confused. It might be, I kind of laugh at these. You go in to vote, they just hand you a little machine that walks you through the stuff, put your finger on it, it'll open up, and then it'll walk you through what you need to do. And I don't know, and it'll do whatever it wants to do. And out of the world.
Yeah, it'll walk you through, pat you on the derriere, make you feel good, send you away, and then vote differently, won't it?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
yeah, and so the Federal Reserve and the vote fraud, and then we think we went to the moon, and it's all good. And well, listen. I've been studying government for almost 3 decades, Brian.
Yeah.
And every day I discover a new government agency I knew nothing about. I got one for you today. This is just shocking. All right, listen. Are you familiar with the Minority Business Development Agency?
No.
MBDA?
No.
When we come back, I want to tell you about it and get your take on this. This is insane. I haven't heard about it until today, by the way. I just found it in a news article. That's what I mean. I've been studying government for 30 years, and I literally just discovered a new government agency that's been around for a long time. We'll talk about it in seconds with Brian Rust of RustCoinAndGift.com on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he believes key U.S. interest rates can begin coming down sometime this year, but he just can't say when he thinks that will happen.
We believe that our policy rate is likely at its peak for this tightening cycle. If the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year.
His remarks came amidst prepared comments delivered on Capitol Hill Wednesday. He said the Fed wants to move inflation further down toward 2% before bringing interest rates down. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. Trump is contesting a lower court's rejection of his immunity claim in a federal election interference case. Special counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump is on hold pending the Supreme Court's decision on whether a former president can be prosecuted for actions during office. If the case proceeds, the trial might commence shortly before the November presidential election. Trump's campaign is notching a key Republican Party endorsement as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announces his support for Trump this week. He says it should come as no surprise.
We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. Actor Alec Baldwin was handling the gun at the time and continues to face legal backlash over his role. Meanwhile, Hannah Gutierrez Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
We'll be right back.
Ryan Rest, restquantumgift.com with me. We're talking about the Honest Money Report. Constitutional currency is the only solutions we have to stop the problems we're facing. Every problem can be traced back, in my humble opinion, to finances in some way. The out-of-control finances are a problem. But have you ever heard of the MBDA? I know, it's a government agency. It's a four-letter word this time. It's the Minority Business Development Agency, ladies and gentlemen. It was a Commerce Department program created during the Nixon administration, and it was designed to help, quote, minority-owned businesses deal with discrimination against them. Well, the problem is the agency's been turned into reverse discrimination, and now the agency's discriminating against white people. That's right, white people. And so I guess three different white businesses sued them, sued the Minority Business Development Agency, and won. The judge said, you can't do that. You can't discriminate against white people. You got to serve white people, too, because they basically said, we want service. Then they said, no, you're white. We only do minority businesses, not white people. But I guess the judge, Mark T. Pittman of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas, sided with two of the three businesses, basically saying, hey, you white businesses, you have every right to be served by the agency as well. No more discrimination from the government, Brian. I bring this up because this has great economic impact, the decisions the government makes in regards to these issues.
No doubt about it. I'm glad they, you know, they won their suit and so on with fairness. But you can see the divide. It's such a crock. It's a divide. And yet our government sits there and says, oh, we're for the people. We're for the people. And
just not the white ones, Brian.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's ridiculous. Morgan Freeman, we're Americans. I don't want you to say I get a black holiday or you don't want a Chinese holiday or let's just be Americans and have American holidays and work together. But the divide, this, the government, you know, I pulled your side up and so on. I found it very interesting where, you know, I thought this was the entrepreneurship education for formerly incarcerated persons. Now, does that mean if you came across the border and you're not even legal, and they've incarcerated you, we have programs that can help you become business owner, and we'll give you money, and you can roll right ahead.
Yeah. And if you're Brian, the only way for you to get that help is to get incarcerated first, my friend.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
I know.
Now, let me be very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. I am not attacking the blacks over this, and I'm not defending in any way if blacks were wronged in the past over certain issues. And the reason I say if, I know people will kind of mock that and go, what are you talking about, Sam? It's obvious. I know, but not necessarily related to this Minority Business Development Agency. Who know? All I'm telling you is I don't want special treatment, special privilege for anyone, and I don't want discrimination to anyone, period.
Right.
What do you say to that, Brian? See how racist I am?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on your side, Sam. I get it. I find it shocking that they want to create this divide. They want to put me in a spot and target me and say that. But I don't want that. But that's what they want to create. They want me to. Yeah, they want to create that. They wanted to create the divide. Let's have the divide.
I'm not celebrating whites winning this because it's a white and black issue. I'm celebrating the whites winning this to say, let's stop discrimination and treat everybody equally. That's where I'm celebrating, Brian, because I don't want whites to win and blacks to suffer. I don't want that. And I'm white, right? I want everyone to be treated with dignity and honor and respect and decency. And I want the government to treat all of us equal. You know what? We have equal rights. Let's treat one another based on those God-ordained equal rights. All right. Target's in trouble, Brian. And I wanted to bring this economic news piece up to you. Target gets into the paid membership game. They're launching a program similar to Amazon Prime or Walmart, etc. They call it Walmart Plus. Newser with this piece. The new paid program called Target Circle 360 will offer, I guess, all kinds of discounts. Unlimited free same-day delivery in as little as an hour for orders over $35. I guess free two-day shipping on other items. Anyway, the Associated Press with the details. They say that it will launch with a special offer for new members for $49 per year. If you do it from April 17th to May 18th, otherwise it'll go up to $99 per year. But Target Circle credit card holders can sign up for the lower price anytime. As you mentioned, they want to get you the card, Brian.
Right. They want to get you the card and get into their club. I don't think I'm joining, but it's very interesting.
Anyway, it's the cheaper of the programs. Amazon and Walmart are more now, but they're starting to crank this thing up. And the battle of the memberships. I mean, you go to Costco, Sam's Club, Walmart, Amazon, now Target, and everybody's going to – you have to do this is interesting. You got to have a membership to do business with these people.
Yeah.
Now, Walmart's not saying you got to have a membership, or these people aren't saying you have to have a membership yet. They're saying we have one to benefit you in a gazillion ways. Different from Costco and Sam's where you've got to have a membership. They're saying we're offering this membership and you get benefits to have one. But, man, it's interesting to pay just to do business.
Yeah.
Something? It's strange.
The way the world's going. Wasn't there a song, have to have a membership card to get inside? Wasn't he tucked his hat up under his hat and went in anywhere? So I don't know, something to get a job. What's the sock trying to think of that song?
Yeah.
Signs. You have to sign. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Yeah, there you have it. By the way, when I was speaking of a song before, it was Ozzy Osbourne, the Black Sabbath guy that I was talking about. He wants to bark.
All right.
Other people want to howl at the moon. Some people want to walk on the moon. Some people want to, talk to the moon. Some people want to pull it down with a lasso, Brian. Yeah, and meanwhile, we just got all this fake money running around. It's like, I feel like I'm living on the moon, Brian.
That's right. You got it, Sam. You would be painted that well. I like it.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're right.
And then the Federal Reserve is mooning everybody, Brian, with their big lies.
Yeah,
it's like, what's going on?
The moon. The moon's that's the key. The key spot is the moon.
Oh, my heavens. I don't even know how to respond to it. Anyway, they say card holders, if you get a Walmart card, a Target card, you'll get an extra 30 days to return an item on top of the regular 90-day window, so 120 days. They say they're considering a number of perks to add to their benefit program, but they really want to find out what you want first, Brian.
Yeah. Algorithms, isn't that what it is?
Feeling good that they want to know what you want, Brian. What do you want?
Yeah.
From Target. Never want to go to Target again.
That's right. I want the moon. Can they get me the moon?
Yeah.
Key.
They'll sell you a moon pie, Brian.
Yeah.
You can get an RC and a moon pie down there at Target.
That's right. Moon shoes? Can I get moon shoes?
Yeah, I don't know. All I can tell you is it's very, very interesting that we're seeing this. But the reason they're doing this, they claim, is because they're kind of in the tank. They're not doing that great. They feel like this could revive their whole operations, Brian. Well, the reason they're suffering so hard is because they have these perverted bathrooms and nobody wants to go there anymore.
That's right.
That's what's happening. Now this is their way out, right?
Yeah, look at the agenda that they've done. Why is Disney hurting? Why, all these companies have heard, how about we step back and just see what caused the issues instead of, we can't do that. We can't change it. Yeah, It's affecting their business because they've made some real bad choices, and they're again the divide. So, yeah, very interesting.
Well, we want to work together for civility. We want to work together to unite Americans in a common cause, which is the prosperity of our people, which is the stability, the morality, the religiosity of America. And we believe we can bring back those principles. They're not gone entirely. I know they're mocked and ridiculed and belittled, but we can stand up for them. Kindly, politely, with dignity and honor, and we can make America great again by making America moral and religious again, and it starts with honest money, Brian.
No doubt about it, and amen, Sam. I mean, your push is so right, and how they attack you, but I get the fact they attack you because they don't like what you're doing, and it's total truth and correctness. I mean, that's the issue. You're not. I love the fact that you're not trying to beat this person up, per se. You're not trying to beat that person up to say all Americans are Americans and just the right, the truthful things. I mean, I love that your approach and I don't know how they can attack you on those things.
Let's arrest and make Joe Biden a criminal. And my response is let's follow due process even for Joe, Brian.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't hate Joe. I think he's wrong on issues, and I think he's, you know, a problem and stuff because he's, you know, violating the Constitution and all these kind of things. But look, I want due process for him too. I want due process for everybody, Brian. That's the way our system works. Do you respect it?
That's exactly right. You're right. You're right on. I mean, it's the same with Trump. You don't say, well, Trump's done everything right. You bring out the fact that there are some things that are not right, and we should address that. And you've done the same for everybody that's out there. That's the nice thing. Your show's awesome. I wish you should run for president yourself.
I don't know about that. They'd just slaughter me and slice me and dice me 66 ways from Sunday. But I will stay on your radio and stand with Brian for Honest Money. You've got a friend in the honest money business. RussKoenigsegg.com. Brian, I know you got to fly early. Thank you for all you do, sir.
Hey, thanks, Sam. You got a great show. Thanks.
Yeah, he doesn't have wooden nickels, but he has honest money, real nickels. Get them today. RussKoenigsegg.com on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues. Brian had to take off early, but, man, we sure appreciate him. RussKoenigsegg.com doing a phenomenal job, as always, breaking things down as he sees them best, et cetera. The new paid program called Target Circle 360. Man, there's going to be a lot of benefits they claim to this program, and I just find that interesting that just to do business with a given retailer now, you gotta have a membership if you want to have any perks. You know, grocery stores have done this forever. They have, you know, hey, can you put in your phone number at the cash register? And if you put in your phone number, then you get all these discounts and all these things. And supposedly there's a payback at the end and all that. Folks, it's fraudulent. Most of the payback stuff at the end, people never get, never use, never whatever. It sounds good, but they just want your information that they sell. It's really a bad, bad deal. And now Target getting into the paid membership game. I'm not really sure what I think about that. I mean, I appreciate a lot of what they claim they're going to do with it, but I don't know. Will you do the special offer for members? Now, they say Target credit card holders can sign up for the new program, and I don't know what I think about that. I don't know what to think about it. I just think it's disaster. You can sign up for the lower price anytime if you're a credit card member. Brian highlighted that, you know, they wanted to get you on this thing. They say in comparison, a Prime membership launched in 2005 now costs $15 a month or $139 annually. That's $140, folks. Wow. $149. 12 months, $10 a month. It's about 12 bucks a month. A little less than 12, 11 something a month, or 15 if you do it monthly or whatever. It includes, quote, free streaming of its Amazon video, which is kind of interesting because a lot of stuff that used to be Prime now costs money. So they're, in my opinion, charging more and giving less. They say, among other perks. Meanwhile, with Walmart's paid membership program called Walmart Plus, it was launched in 2020. Members get, they say, free shipping for, let's see. I guess if you pay $12.95 a month, then you get free shipping. Or you can pay $98 a year for the Walmart program. So it's a lot cheaper for Target right now. Now, they say that if you're a member, you shop, and statistics show you spend five times more money than non-members do. Target also decided that they need to make their free loyalty program easier to use. Anyway, there you have it. They want you to believe that it's just great. I don't see it that way. 100 million members who shop more than five times more than non-members. That number, to me, folks, is shocking. It really is. Wow. All right. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Also, the State of the Union. I'm going to talk about this now, and I'll talk about it a little bit more next hour. But the State of the Union address is happening tonight by Joe Biden. I don't know if this guy can even deliver it. It'll be a, wow, scary scenario. But the State of the Union address has become one of the biggest yearly fake news propaganda political theater events in America. It is crazy. Why do we allow this to happen? Why do we allow the president just to go off and lie to the American people? Go off and promote big spending programs, hand out everything to everybody, plan, you know, why do we allow, and then Congress either gets mad and riots and has a faction that's hostile, or they just literally stand up and clap and act like he's the greatest thing and what he's proposing is awesome and how good. What about a State of the Union address? What would a real, honest, integrity-filled State of the Union address sound like, huh? What would it be like? Maybe at the top of the next hour, I ought to just bust out and give my State of the Union address, shall I? What do you think of that? Joe can give one. The Republican deep state folks will give their response. It's just a big old shamer. And I don't really find a lot of value in what's happening in America right now. Do I believe in America? Absolutely. But do I believe that we've just gone off the rails in so many ways? Absolutely, I do. And I really believe we need to be very, very careful to deal with this stuff. Okay, we can't just deal with business as usual. We got the culture war going on that you got to stand up for, right? That's the morality and integrity and religiosity of the nation. But we've got all kinds of other things to stand up for. The deep state is running us just absolutely into the ground. And the Republicans are not far behind the Democrats. Let's be clear, this is not a partisan discussion. Why they want to do this, I don't know. But that's what they want to do. Anyway, I'll talk about the State of the Union address, and I'll clearly address the State of the Union. But then I'll spend most of my time next hour when Sam does his State of the Union, right? And in my State of the Union, I'm going to spend a little bit of time on what's really going on. Let me give you an example. The headline says this: is Mayorkas' impeachment doomed in the Senate? Question mark. House Gov, that's at the GOP level, House GOP stalls. You got to ask the question why. They impeached Mayorkas. They were all delighted to get it done. They wanted to push it. Now they're not delivering this information to the Senate. It's been over a month. Why? Because it's a clown show. That's why, folks, it's political theater. I've told you that from the start. From the State of the Union address, from the President of the United States, political theater, propaganda, lies, fake news, etc. Same things coming out of the House of Representatives. They impeached Mayorkas with a big old fanfare. Wow, we couldn't get it done. Let's wait 2 weeks, a week later. Hey, we got it done. We impeached him. Now let's just be derelict in our duty and not deliver the goods to the Senate so they can't vote on it. Because they know that if the Senate votes on it, it's curtains. It's going south. So what good is an impeachment that goes nowhere? Well, you get a little bit of political capital out of it, Sam. That's what you get. Okay, I understand. But they didn't get much capital because they're going to look like fools when it gets to the Senate. Soundly gets defeated and shut down. And then it's just like the health care, Obamacare, you know, Romney care, whatever you want to call this thing. It's just like that. It's like, well, we promised we'd get rid of it over and over and over and over. We literally voted in favor and favor and favor until we really got the chance to move the needle on it. And then we just caved and didn't vote at all. Or we voted against it. Hey, we're going to let the courts decide. We can't decide as Congress. And that's what they did. So Mayorkas' impeachment dead in the Senate. Speaker Mike Johnson, shame on Mike. Mike Johnson again relied on Democratic votes to push through a sixth bill package to fund about half the government through the fall. The House passed a $460 billion spending bill to fund about half the federal government. I don't even know how to respond to this. Only fund about half. Johnson lies to the American people, in my humble opinion, to which I'm entitled. Here's what he says. You ready? Johnson, quote, "We only control one half of one third of the federal government." How does he get to one half, to one third, and all this kind of stuff, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you. He gets there because he says, okay, look, you got the president, one third, the courts, one third, and the Congress, one third. And then he's saying the House is half of Congress. Well, first off, you're lying to the American people when you slice and dice and pretend it's that way. Factually, it's true. You only represent one branch. Okay, that's true. But the idea that you only have one half of one third of the government, so you only got the House, is a lie. First off, there's 435 members of the House. There's only 100 members of the Senate. So you've got four times the House members of the Senate, first of all. Secondly, the legislative body is where the House of Representatives controls the purse strings. All funding bills must originate in the House if you look at the supreme law of our land. And therefore, they have absolute gatekeeping funds, control of the purse. Okay, they're the gatekeepers to the funds, to the control of the purse. So you could say they're only one third of one half, or you know, one half of one third of the government. That's really a lie, because they have much more authority than that. They decide what bills go forward and what don't. If it doesn't originate in the House and it's not passed by the House, it's dead on arrival. So you have absolute control, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of like me being able to control a couple of mountain passes and no cars can get through. And me and my 10 buddies control these five mountain passes, just say. And then there's hundreds of thousands of Americans trying to get through. And I say, yeah, I don't have a lot of authority. There's a lot of these other people that are out there. We represent just a tiny faction. Well, that's factually true, but not actually correct. So what Mike Johnson's trying to do is gaslight you into believing that he doesn't have any control of the purse strings in America. And it's an absolute violation of the Constitution, and it's a lie. He's got absolute control of the purse strings. He's the gatekeeper. They have way more power than they're letting on, and they better learn to start using it, or we're going to be steamrolled and America's going to be destroyed on the altar of continued failed policies of spending money into oblivion. You better stop it somewhere, or it'll be stopped by force by outsiders, ladies and gentlemen. Write that down. I wish it weren't so, but it is. Tis true, if you will. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.